Councilmember Rosander.
Here.
Councilmember Longacre.
Here.
Councilmember Hadler.
Here.
Councilmember Dudley.
Here. Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and payroll summary, and I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the consent agenda.
And second, please.
I'll second it.
We move to the second. Discussion?
I have one question, and I see Ryan's here, but there was a bill from KFJ for $29,000, which is cool. But does that wrap up the student work until we get going now?
I think that should be everything through dating service.
Okay.
The next phases will be when we start construction activities.
Makes sense.
And I believe we've closed out the Primrose and Chisholm, because that was originally a separate contract only for design. It did not have construction services.
Okay.
I think there's a little bit left on that budget, too, if I remember correctly.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Comments from the public? Okay, roll please.
Councilmember Hadler.
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander.
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre.
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley.
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda has passed. Final reports. Chief Hurst.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. Yeah, my report, one thing I would add is over the weekend we did have another DUI, aggravated DUI, which basically means that the driver was way over the limit and had a juvenile in the vehicle. He was arrested and taken to Forsyth, and I believe the judge saw him yesterday. But I don't know what happened with this. That's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Questions, Chief Hurt?
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Michelle.
Y'all have my report. Not a whole lot new and exciting going on, but that's always good to hear from the lawyer, I think. You don't want new and exciting?
No.
Any questions of Michelle? Okay, thank you, Michelle. That's it.
Mayor and Council, got my written report. Like I said, in here we had some lift station issues. Seems like maybe the time of the year for them because the park went off the line last night. Or not park, but the pasture lift station, excuse me. Got all of it in control. It was pumping and working fine. It just wasn't showing up on the skate and they seemed to have it fixed now. So, like I said, I don't know what's going on with them all. Acting up. You got my report. Like I said, we've been doing some sweeping also out there, trying to get some of the sand and stuff off, and hopefully we don't have to be out there with them anymore. Plugging away at things.
Any questions of Pat?
Comment. Thank you for doing 903 all. I didn't like spending the money, but it was the right thing to do, to check that sewer.
Yeah, we've had way back in 2015 or something.
10 years.
We looked at and there was always issues there. And it was kind of neat watching that camera go up from the main thing there. I've never seen that done before. So it's nice to have the option when I get it when you need it. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cleared up a lot of issues, huh?
Yeah, we found a leak blockage. I think I stated in there 22 feet up from the main on their line. They kept saying, oh, we're getting to the main, we're getting to the main. And most of the time, people don't. They don't factor in all the, down and up and around that they got to go with the snake and they think they're getting out to the main. Very seldom do they actually. Okay.
I want to ask on this DEQ thing. When will you know on that?
They were talking in June, possibly even having us convert over to it in June. This Josh Shinkins, he's the same guy that's going after us on the Clearwell issue. He wanted me to write a letter to the head guys that, where we've already got it. Our system is pretty similar, so I'm not 100% sure now. Wade was talking the other day with me on how much we're going to have to be involved in changing it out. A lot of these other places, he was telling me they're manual, they still write it in manually, and they got different little different setups. He wants it for their convenience, I should say, the EQ's convenience. So being able to find and look up things, you know, pretty easy and fast.
This is,
you know, like I said in this letter I wrote to him, that, you know, we basically upgraded 2 years ago when we did our SCADA system. They'd given us a new one, and a lot of it doesn't apply to us. It's a membrane system, water treatment plants and stuff, which we don't have to report any of that stuff. We're just saying, and this is only surface water plants across the state that they're. And I was also told that it's EPA that's trying to push it. I don't know if that's true or not. So I don't think it's the estimate is a little high. I mean, we probably, if we've got to do it, we might be looking at the $3,000. But Josh would tell, I can do that. I can set the help, come down and set that up for you. You know, he's trying to convince me to be nice, you know. So I was kind of nice to him because I still aren't happy with him on our credit well deal that he's doing with us. So that, if I pat on the back a little bit,
So did we get the DEQ's blessings on the coring?
We're getting the analyzers, that's what I can add up. We're getting the analyzers, CI, I got an email, it should be in Thursday and Friday, and I'm hoping they can start their plumbing and everything on that next week. And then they got to coordinate with in control on when they'll get the analyzers hooked up, and Hawk's got to set them all up, I guess, so they got to get that figured out. But we're looking at probably 3 weeks to a month of having the analyzers up and running, I'm going to say right now.
And the DEQ's apparently giving you grace in that, or?
Yeah, we've been keeping them informed and everything, and we've been doing a lot of things manually right now that we've been satisfied with and stuff. So we get that, and the only thing really left is the gate between the two clarifiers or clear wells, and I still don't. They still want us to seal it. I don't want to seal it. I'll fight everything I can to stop them from sealing it completely. We gotta have, you know, availability if something goes wrong. I think, you know, we can close it. We can open it. We prove that, you know, it works like it's supposed to. So I don't know why it's got to be completely sealed, but we'll fight that when we get to that point.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions of Pat? Okay, thanks, Pat. Michelle?
Cammie is at Safety Fest this week. I think she put that in her report, but I just want to let you know why she's not here. I also just received, I put these on your desk, they're from MMIA. It's in regards to our property insurance and our liability insurance. So on the property insurance, the rates are going down because the new fiscal year starting July 1st.
7.89% decrease in our auto physical damage rate, and a savings of 8.47% in the contractor equipment and real and personal property. At the bottom of that letter from MMIA, it tells you how much the level of insurance we have, so the total insured value, and they broke it out there for you for contractor versus autos versus real and personal property. They gave you the insured values for the new year, but just so you know what's going on. Last year, with the rates that were in effect, we paid a little over $66,000 for property insurance at a total insured value of $26.5 million. So with the total insured value now is almost $28 million. That's with the additions that I made, and then some of the insured values, they adjust a little bit depending on what's going on in the market. But anyways, starting July 1st, our property insurance will be around a little over $64,000 for the new year, so that's a savings about $1,600. So it's better than up. So it's about the same total as last year, but that's on the property. On the liability, our liability insurance is not your typical commercial type insurance. It doesn't matter that we have a police department. It doesn't matter how much training our police department does, our fire department does. It doesn't matter if we have a safety program, things like that. Our liability insurance program is solely based on our payroll, our level of number, in other words, how many employees we have and how much money they make. A little bit different, but that's just how MMIA set it up when they started the liability program. The rates there for liability have also decreased, but it's a very small decrease. I won't know the final premium until the end of the fiscal year because they do a look-back period on the payroll to determine our premium, so we'll know that in July. But at least you know that the rate will not go up, it went slightly down. So that's about all I have to report for tonight.
Questions to Michelle? Okay, thank you, Michelle. Mm-hmm. Okay, in my report, the League of Cities and Towns did select Jennifer Olson as the interim director position, which is good news for the league and of course for Colstrip. I mean, we've worked really close with Jennifer. I have for a lot of years, and most recently on the House Bill 368. She has really done a super job with changes and coordinating all the discussion between the governor's office, the city of Colstrip, and Representative Perry and the power plant owners. So hopefully we'll be able to continue her involvement with that. But she was a good selection for the interim executive director, and now the league will move forward with the recruitment of the executive director, and at the discussion that we had, they're going to stay within the state. They're not going to go nationwide as far as looking for the permanent position, and I'm sure that Jennifer will have her name or selection for the permanent position. We had a cemetery meeting last week, and the board is getting ready to review preparing for the pavilion for the facility up there, and hopefully we'll be able to come to the city council with the approval on moving forward with what has been selected for the pavilion. I did share with you the closeout on two co-board grants, the $481,670 grant for the Cedar wastewater replacement line, and also $120,000 we received from the cemetery. And so I shared that information with you, and I also shared the email that we received, with Michelle received, on the closeout on the Colstrip filter and clarifier and the North End water loop, and where she got the congratulations from Heather Reeves with DNRC. And that's been a real challenge, right, Michelle? Yes, it has been. This is available funding
never
that we
again.
Received. We don't want to go through it again. But I thought she did receive a really nice note from Heather on with the closeout of those two grants. So I'll read it. And it says, hey, Michelle, guess what? Are you feeling and hearing that? That's the weight of everything. ARPA off your shoulders and the sound of Cool and the Gang celebration music blaring because it's time to dance and celebrate your closure of all ARPA Colstrip grants. AM230255 Colstrip filter and clarifier, AM230256 Colstrip North End water loop are both submitted for closure and final claim pay reimbursement. So congratulations, Michelle, and everybody that's been involved with those two projects. What a challenge it has been, not only with the administrative activities associated with it, but also with the construction activities related with all of those activities. And I'm glad you're here, Ryan. So hey, we got it done. And thanks for your help, KLJ, with coming up with the information that Michelle needed to respond to Heather. And I mean, it just took a tremendous lot of cooperation with everything and everybody's involvement on closing out those two projects. So congratulations to everybody. I feel really good with how it has all come about. You know, we were in danger of losing funding and all kinds of stuff was out there, as you know, Ryan. And so just congratulations for everybody. I think we need to recognize what we do as a city with funds that we have entrusted to us on these different projects. I mean, it's to me, it's amazing, and I'm glad to be part of the whole process of going through what we've been successful at. We do have negotiations coming up with our bargaining folks. I'll be meeting with the supervisors on the 7th of May to discuss going through the contracts and any changes or proposed changes that we may see, and then we'll sit down with the bargaining groups on May the 11th to discuss what their desires are. The water bill that I mentioned, House Bill 368, the ETIC committee will be meeting May 13th, 14th to hopefully put that bill to rest with the proposed changes that are all have been in place. And hopefully everybody is in cooperative agreement with getting that off our agenda, off our plate, and moving forward. I mean, we're not going to be involved. We're going to be sent. Those funds will be coming in and setting up an account. There's $2 million a year that the city will eventually have access to, past my lifetime, I'm sure. But for the eventual water supply for the city of Colstrip, we're still working with BNSF on stuff. Because of issues involving the right-of-way and also with COP, and so I'm going to visit with Ryan after this, and I've already briefed Michelle on where we are in the process, and I don't know that we want to go a lot further into this, but right. we'll talk about it with what we want to, what steps we want to move forward with. So I'm just tired of working with through that process with BNSF. I've just spent so much time on issues associated with them. If we never have to deal with a right-of-way issue with BNSF, it'll be too soon. So, okay, that's what I've got, unless anybody has any questions with issues that I've been involved with. Okay, thank you. Okay, we have now the opportunity for public comment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Jim Atchison with Southeastern Montana Development. Got a couple of quick, big updates for you. light poles went up today, and they're pretty tall.
I saw that.
Make sure we're okay there. There's two flags up, and we're waiting for the other two flags to come in. And so FYI on that. Also, tomorrow night is our first ever event that is being sponsored at the bank, and it's the Governor's Energy Task Force. Open to the public, 5:30 to 7:30. You can mingle. It's an open house type of format. There'll be some energy companies there, and I'm not sure how many members of the task force will be there, but Gary Perry is our only Eastern Montana member on that task force. So if you can get over there and shake a few hands and chat with a few people and tell them some of your concerns for energy opportunities, that's the people you want to listen to, because they will eventually go back and give a recommendation report to the governor on opportunities that we've been telling them for years. But anyway, it's good to have other people involved with that. So that is tomorrow night, Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30. On Friday, we have a video team coming in for the Montana Economic Developers Association, my trade association. It was deemed the BIC is one of eight projects that they're going to videotape and share with the legislators in the 2027 session as a good example of how rural areas use their small amount of funds that we get from the Department of Commerce to do good things. And as you know, that $4 million building is all grant money. And so we've leveraged the heck out of that, and it's going to be a good story once the legislators see it. And we're going to interview the mayor and myself and a few other people and take some video shots, and hopefully the other flags will be in too. So anyway, then on the 22nd, that's next Wednesday, we will have a soft grand opening. That's the 22nd at 2:30. We'll have a few speeches, and we'll cut the ribbon and chain or whatever, and we'll open it up officially, but it's going to be a work in progress. It's not 100% ready to go, and it will take months to have all the equipment in there and things going, but we will be setting up shop in there, and I think you'll be, if you haven't been in there already, you'll be proud of it, and it's going to be a great opportunity for development and the Colstrip image when people come here, especially the energy people, when they come and want to talk about Colstrip in the future, because Colstrip's changing. We're certainly not closing. So, and I do have, Mr. Mayor, if I could share.
Sure.
This is kind of the BIC public relations sheet that we've had. It's a few weeks old, but some of you may have seen this already, but just what we're doing with the BIC and why it's important, and some of the facts and figures. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Any other public comment?
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, my name is Sam Vidal. I'm a candidate for Rosebud County Clerk and Recorder. You may not know that I already served Rosebud County in an unpaid role since 2024 as the County Director for the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority, trying to bring the passenger rail back through the Southern Route. I'm just here to say hello and introduce myself and look forward to connecting and serving more. So, thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Any other comment? Public? Okay, we'll go to, there are no unfinished business items, so we'll go to new business, and the first item is the first reading of Ordinance 2026-01, and this is a sidewalk and curb. I'll waive the reading of the ordinance and entertain a motion. We'll go through a process of approval, and then we'll have another
public hearing.
And second, it's kind of a long process. So first is I'll entertain a motion to adopt ordinance number 2026-1. This is the first reading.
I make a motion that we adopt ordinance 6-1-3.
And second, please.
I'll second it.
The move and seconded. Discussion?
I think it's up really good changes.
Great. So, comments to the public? Okay, vote please.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. First reading on that ordinance 2026-01 is passed. So thank you for that. Next item is a bid award on a 2026 pavement improvement project, and this amount requested for approval with all four phases has been bid. The amount is $2,443,642.25. I'll entertain a motion to approve the bid award to Hard Drive Construction for the amount of $2,443,642.25.
Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the bid award on the 2026 pavement improvement project. And for the amount of $2,443,642.25.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion? Okay, comments from the public? Why don't you go ahead, Ryan? Just go ahead and point up and give us an update on your discretion.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. I'm Ryan Welch, KLJ Engineering, your city engineer. Just wanted to say that bids came in very well for this. We had six contractors that bid for the project, all of them significantly underneath my engineer's estimate. I was a little concerned about that because it did come in so much underneath. I had initially intended to look into the oil prices to see why they were so much lower. I was thinking with the strife going on over in the Middle East at the oil prices, but talking with several of the contractors, it sounds like they don't have their used up oil. The mayor was talking about funding that drying up a little earlier, and I think that's part of what we're seeing is the Build Back Better funding is coming in, so there aren't so many MDT projects coming out lately. So the contractors are looking more towards small municipality and public projects to use up their designated amount that they have to use that once they have their bid prices. So that's why we got such excellent prices on that. We did have one contractor, Wharton Asphalt, that had some mathematical errors in their bid. Theirs are just handwritten bid numbers in there. Not surprised. It did not affect the order of bids. It only amounted to a little less than $5,000, which they were more than that over the next bidder and more than that under the third place bidder. So Hard Drives was the apparent low bidder. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that when we initially left in the contract was that this was available for the city to keep open to award either one schedule, two schedules, three schedules, or all four schedules. Given the bid prices that came in, I just was holding my recommendation to award all four. Are there any questions that you'd like to ask?
Any questions of Ryan?
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Any comments from the public? Okay, well, thank you. And vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Dudley?
Aye.
Thank you. That has passed, and I'm really excited about this project moving forward. This is the largest street project that we've ever undertaken. And it will take up the majority of the summer. We're going to be working on streets, and I anticipate the public's going to be pretty excited with some of the things that we're going to do and be successful at. We started this 4 years ago with a paver study and on a plan to go in and rehab our streets, and I'm really excited about the process that it's moving forward with, and particularly with the fact that we received really good interest and a good price. So thank you for all of that. So if there's no other business to come before the council, I'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you, everybody.